Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, The Metal Dad. And as we do every week, or almost every week, starting it off with Iron Maiden, Up in the Irons, The Fallen Angel is the name of that track, off of Brave New World. That's sort of a deep cut from Brave New World from 2000, a record that I've been revisiting recently and thoroughly enjoying for the umpteenth million time over the last 25 years. I cannot believe that album's 25 years old. All right. We got a big show for you guys this week. We got a lot of new stuff again to play. We're going to forego our special segment block in the middle once again as I continue to play catch up on new stuff that's both coming out over the next couple months, but also that has already been released over the first 4 months of the year. And this is all just stuff I feel like I've missed and I need to share with you guys, because I do love sharing new music, possibly more than anything else on this show. We will have some albums celebrating anniversaries, but first let's go into the new stuff. This is a band originally from Nepal who relocated to New York and is now signed to Relapse Records. It's a band called Shapang, and this is a track called Gatashad, and this is Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there was a band called Ruinous Power. Killer stuff out of Canada, and they put out a record on February 28th called Extreme Danger Prototype Weaponry, and that came out through Voidinger Records. Fantastic label, great, great album. We gave you the track called The Long Game. Before that, we gave you a band also with a new record that just came out on iVoidinger Records, Labyrinthine Airs. And they put out a self-titled record back on March 28th. And we gave you the opening number, Brick Refusers Quartered. Killer, killer stuff out of Austin, Texas. And before that, originally out of Nepal, now out of New York City, Shapang, who's got a new record through Relapse called Jiapa. And we gave you a track off of that called Ganachad. So there you go. Some new stuff. And how about another block of new stuff? I think that's a good idea. Let's now go to the UK and a band that is got a new record out. The band is called Sacred Noose, and this album came out back in February. It's called Vanishing Spires. Let's give you a track off it right now. This one is called Black Tempest of Promise. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Listen to the flame, the website, the Metal Dad Radio.
That's what happens when the song ends quickly and I'm caught off guard. But it's a killer song nonetheless. Titan Blood is the name of the band, and they just dropped a new record on March 28th called From the Visceral Abyss. Titan Blood from Spain. We gave you the track called Strangling Visions. Before that, a band called Leak, L-I-K, out of Sweden. They've got a new record out on Metal Blade that just dropped April 18th. It's called Necro. And we gave you the opening number off that album. It's called Deceased. And starting off the block, a band out of the UK, Sacred Noose, who just dropped a new record in February called Vanishing Spires. Killer album. And we gave you Black Tempests of Promise off of that record. So there you go. Hopefully next week I'll feel like I have caught up enough. However, I am thoroughly enjoying just dropping as much new music as possible on these shows. So maybe not. We'll see. We shall see. Maybe I'll bring back some of the old retired segments that we had as we prepare for the return of the Candyman, because he will be done with this semester of school in a couple weeks, and I expect that he will be back in the passenger seat with me on the Metal Dad Radio Show for the remainder of the summer. So there you go. All right, so let's go in now to bands with albums that are celebrating anniversaries this week. We're going to start with a band out of San Francisco who... killer sort of technical speed thrash metal band dropped their debut full-length record, Breaking the Silence, May 1st, 1987, through Combat Records. This is Heathen. Let's give you a track right now called Goblin's Blade. It's Metal Dad Radio.
As the men were trying to bring the barricade, they would witness the call.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, one of the greatest death metal bands of all time, Morbid Angel, giving you a track called Blessed Are the Sick, Leading the Rats. That comes off of their Blessed Are the Sick album, released May 2nd, 1991, through Earache Records. And in my mind, if you are thinking death metal, you really cannot beat those first, like, three Morbid Angel records. They're just untouchable in my mind. Before that, Atheist, Piece of Time, their debut full-length record, which took 2 years from the time they completed it to the time it was actually released. They finished recording it in 1988, and the label that was supposed to be on went bankrupt, and then it was finally picked up by Active Records, and Metal Blade licensed it here in the States, and it came out finally on May 1st, 1990. Atheist, Piece of Time. We also gave you the title track. Before that, Heathen, out of San Francisco. May 1st, 1987, they released their debut album, Breaking the Silence, through Combat Records, and that is a hell of a debut for, that band. Sort of an album that I feel like doesn't get its flowers the way other technical speed thrash albums from that era do, but that is a killer record from Heathen. All right, time for us now to finish it off the way we always do, as a tribute to who we believe is the first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is Black Sabbath. I have been on a massive, massive, massive Dio Sabbath kick as of late. I mentioned this last week as well. We may eventually switch back to the original lineup. We will eventually switch back to the original lineup. But for now, we're going to give you one more Dio Sabbath tune, because it's all just slipping away, everybody. It's Black Sabbath slipping away. Till next week, kids.